Welcome to the Royal Gypsy Hood. My name is Rafa Mama, coming to you live center stage once again. Here to give it to you raw today. Yesterday I got so caught up in my notes and in my studying and my reading that by the time I was done contemplating it all, it was just like, I was done. I'm gonna go back to that episode. It is a good one. Okay, so stay tuned. I might be doing back to back tonight. We shall see. That one will be entitled True Religion. However, this one, I want to talk about two valuable lessons that I learned about value. Okay? I guess, that's pretty much what we could summarize it as. So I want to tell two different stories, right, of recent, I don't know, should I say contemplations and experiences, right, as I process through, my thoughts of, how I actually think about myself, those hidden thoughts, right? Like, nobody's ever like, I mean, yeah, sometimes people like are like, yeah, I ain't shit, right? You do have those kind of people. But most people aren't gonna be like, I ain't shit, you know? Most people are gonna be more defensive and cover it up like, how dare they? I'm shit. But how many people, when they're found in those positions, and particularly me dealing with any areas of insecurity or vulnerability, right? I mean, sure, everybody can let, certain things just skip right over them, depending on who it came from, what it was about, it might be funny. Yeah, we all know everybody ain't for everybody, okay? But when it hits home, okay, that's when you really got to get real with yourself and really evaluate the value that you have truly put on yourself, Why can't that house sell? Is it the location? Is the kitchen not nice enough? do we need renovation somewhere? Like, is it too far out? Is it too plain? Is your nose lopsided? You don't think you're pretty? What is it for you? I don't know, but it's a good question to ask yourself. And the way that you can actually answer it for yourself is by evaluating the energy that consistently is cycling back to you. Now, we all have areas of both successes and failures, right? We have strengths and weaknesses. But at the end of the day, the areas in which we are not producing, but we desire to produce, okay, very specific, the areas that we desire to produce, where we are not producing, where we are not transforming, where we are not, succeeding, where we are not elevating, whether it's personal, relationship, career, it doesn't matter. It's a good question to ask yourself honestly. Now, today, this morning, I realized in conversation, shout out to, Sage Advice. Follow her on Instagram. Follow her on YouTube. She is a fellow tarot sister. And, how did the conversation even come up? A good question, probably off of a post she posted that she, you know, had a YouTube video out, and I went and, you know, she's very sweet. She's listened to some of my podcasts, and I subscribed to her YouTube as well, and she's got quite a few followers. So we get in a conversation of, which I've gotten in this conversation with a few people and many times with myself, you know, I need to build my YouTube. What hesitation do I have behind getting in front of a screen? You know, just having to do yourself up, the preparation, and I get to a place and I'm like, I don't need preparation, who cares, just do it. You know, so that you can get rid of all the excuses, right? But no matter what, even with a podcast, thinking, okay, I'm not showing my face, I don't have to worry about what I look like, I can be naked, I can be in the tub, when do I have free time, right? It's still difficult to get on a podcast. And I had to evaluate the value that I put on myself. I don't think I'm good enough. You know, but what it came down to, oh, it was also Cassandra Lee. Follow her as well. I'm like, I think that's the right name, Cassandra Lee. You see the pictures all the time, you know her name's Cassandra, but, you know, I forget the actual, I think it's Cassandra Lee. Please follow her. Amazing, gorgeous, beautiful, multi-talented, you know, diva / warrior goddess, you know. And I can't remember what it was on her story, but it triggered the thought for myself, right? Download. I thought, between those two conversations, right, with those two amazing women, I thought, wow, that's really sad that I feel uncomfortable being loved and adored, that I'm so used to being hated that that doesn't really bother me so much, but I feel extremely uncomfortable being loved and adored. How fucked up is that? Now, it's okay. I see how it works full circle. You know, it says a lot to a high calling, right? That I needed to go through the mud to experience, like, so much trash being talked about me, and to even be compared to trash, and to, you know, having spit in my face, and all kinds of, like, just degrading experiences and situations that something that somebody says that has no connection to me at all, like, it really couldn't mean shit to me, right? And yet, I have more of an issue being loved and adored. I'm so uncomfortable when people give me compliments. I mean, I can take it to a little bit, but then it's like, okay, you know, sometimes you get a lot of compliments and that's just like, okay, I can't handle that. Shut it down, shut it down. You know, because to me it feels so superficial, but why? Because I don't believe that it's true that I'm amazing. So I don't tell myself I'm not amazing. You know, I know in my mind I'm amazing. Okay, don't get me wrong. And yet deep down inside, do I really believe it? It's the whole difference between knowing and believing. It's a whole difference. So I want to thank my sisters, my internet sisters, you know, out here in this, you know, chaotic world, doing our thing, one way or another, we're all doing the damn thing, okay? You heard? But yeah, I just want to say, you know, today, the awareness of that, okay, it totally transformed even the energy within the circuits in my brain, okay? Today, even though there was a part of the day, it started off kind of frustrated and some, you know, an aggravation was there. And yet, and then I wasn't really ready to work either. I just did not want to do the physical labor. And yet, by the time that I was done, thoughts of love flooded through my mind. And I choose to love myself. Where is it coming from when you say that you love yourself? Do you really, really believe it? Examine your life and where are you not producing where you desire? Tell the truth now. You can't lie. Your life does not lie. So now I'm kind of walking around like I'm in love. Like I'm literally in love. Like I just met the love of my lifetime and my brain feels fucking lit. You know that feeling? I think it was the very first podcast that I did that I said, you know, it's been a while. And like, I haven't had anybody that I've been infatuated with, that I had feelings for, that I was depressed over, that, you know, triggered me emotionally in any which way, form, nada. Okay? I mean, I swear to God, I've had a crush since I was 5 years old on somebody, and it was always the same person for many years. Right? Or you have hang-ups that you just kind of like recycle thoughts, you know? None of that. And so now that I was able to clear all that garbage, I was able to get down to the root of, damn, I'm adorable. And another beautiful sister, I so wish I remembered her name on Instagram. She said that to me. I posted a picture of my haircut. Follow me on Instagram. It's Rafa Mama or Rafa Mantra. Also, my Shopify store IG is Gypsy Hood Me. And so anyway, also the beautiful Cassandra Lee. This other lady, she didn't know that I had experienced this today, and that her giving me that compliment just further validated. You know what I'm saying? So never hesitate to give people compliments when they really come from the heart, when they're authentic. And back to Miss Cassandra. When I shared that revelation with her, that, like, you know, that I've just shared with you guys, she said, because I said, I got to get on that ASAP, you know, you know, being comfortable, making myself comfortable with accepting compliments. And so she just got it started for me, you know, and wrote back and told me how amazing I am. So if you are listening to me today, I am taking compliments, okay? If you've never left a message before, please do leave a comment and tell me how amazing I am. But with it, I want you to say, I was going to say, should I say at least three amazing things about you, or what you think is the absolute most amazing thing about you, okay? Have some freedom with that. So the other story, that was today, the other story comes from yesterday. This one's going to be a little faster, okay? There was, I needed a roommate, you know, so there was two roommate potentials. And neither of them were good. I mean, they're good people, and especially the second one, I'm sure she and I would be good friends. But roommates, no. Now, when you value yourself, you don't negotiate who you are, right? You make compromises with people, you know, to be harmonious, you have to on some levels, right? But you never compromise yourself in the midst. And, you know, just to make a long story short, it was quite humorous and I would like to share details, but I don't know who's going to make it this far along. It's been 15 minutes, you know, let's keep them kind of short. But I was able to identify key words and phrases and, you know, thought processes of each of these individuals that, you know, I could key in on and say, oh, not for here, not for me, right? And that's another part of, you know, what it means to value yourself. And I was able to pass up on potential cash that I need, you know. And of course, I've always done that. I've always passed up money for, you know, if I didn't want to deal with a certain person as a client. You know, some people have icky energy. Just negative energy. And it's okay as long as they don't talk too much. So my point is, when you truly understand how much you love yourself, when you really believe that you love yourself and you're in love with yourself, and what would you do with your love, the love of your life? Would you put them in compromising situations? Are you putting yourself in compromising situations that degrade your value? You know? I mean, really think about how you're operating, not only in the mind, but how that's coming out in daily living, you know, or in cyclical manners. And this, my friends, is how you evolve. This is how you truly evolve. This is freedom. When you love yourself. Can't touch this. Oh, oh, oh. So I'm just going to dwell in that feeling tonight. And I want to thank you for listening. If you've listened this far. And I want to say shout out to my son, Mr. Tajalan Elijah, son of God, crowned the son of God, Aries sun, Leo moon, and Leo rising. That's a ball of fire, boy. That's a ball of fire. So much love, Leo love, right from the heart. Amazing, amazing, amazing. And I want to tell you that you are amazing. And on that note, until next time, stay tuned, my friends. Nanu, 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 and peace be unto you.